You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
3-4-1, the Bengals. 5-3, the Giants. You can expect the ball to get plenty of air here, can't we?
Yeah, I think so, because both defenses are suspect. Cincinnati, their opponents are averaging 5.9 yards per play. That's 25th in the NFL. Keep in mind, they're only 32 teams, so that's not good. They're giving up 7.4 yards per pass. That's 24th in the NFL, again, bottom quarter of the league. And meanwhile, the Giants, they're tied for a league-low 11 sacks generated. They haven't been able to consistently get pressure on the quarterback without blitzing. And Andy Dalton, the quarterback of the Bengals, he's averaging 40.9 pass plays per game. So even when he's not facing this Giants defense, he puts it up. I mean, that's difference from last year. He only threw 33.3 times per game in comparison. So really about 8 passes more per game this year. And last week, you know, he really got back, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago at Wembley. And by the way, you're welcome, everybody in the UK, for that Bengals-Redskins tie. Only the best for UK football.
Yeah.
But he got Tyler Eifert back in full strength. Tyler Eifert, his tight end, 9 catches, 102 yards and a touchdown in that game against the Redskins. So when Andy Dalton has Tyler Eifert at his disposal, the Bengals are just that much better. It is a tough game, though. Unlike New England-Seattle, Lee, where we really know that those teams in the end are going to be good, no matter the turmoil that Seattle might be going under in the regular season, they're just kind of playing along till December and beyond. They know they're going to go deep into the playoffs. We don't know much about either of these two teams, really, in terms of what their true identity is, even halfway through the season. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And I think the best way to put it is, and I've been critical of Eli Manning of the Giants myself, but while he's been inconsistent and throwing interceptions, this is the exact same offense they had last year. And they, again, were a team that was sort of a hard luck team last year, where the ball didn't bounce their way. They ended up losing a lot of close games. This year, they've been lucky enough to win some of the close games. But the problem is that they, like the Seahawks, don't have a balanced offense. They don't have a running game. And so Eli is forced to pass. And then when you force him to pass and throw it 40 times a game, it's a lot easier to defend him. And we'll see if the Bengals can sort of reverse their trend and defend Eli Manning very well. This is a tough game, this one. No joke about that.
No, you can tell why it's a pick-em in terms of the betting. I guess when you've got someone like Manning, you know, with his pedigree and the Bengals' defense, as you described it, I think I read a stat that the Bengals are 0-3-1 when an opponent passes for 250 yards or more. The Giants are averaging 6 yards per play. You'd have to be with the Giants, would you, if you had to go for one or the other?
I think you do. They tend to also, you know, I'm not really a home road splits guy in football. I think it's much more applicable in baseball. But they do tend to play fairly well at home. Eli does over the course of his career. And I do think the Giants are playing better on defense than their stats show. And, you know, we talk about the Giants not having a running game. It's not like Cincinnati has one either. So I think the Bengals defense is probably the weakest cog of the bunch here, sort of like what I was talking about Atlanta and Philadelphia. If I had to pick what's the worst group on the field, it, like the Atlanta defense, I think it's the Bengals defense. So I would lean Giants here.
With the defenses as they are, would you have any view on the points total there? I mentioned it was the spread is 47, the total points under and over 10 to 11 each of two, of course.
I don't, because everything we talked about, how the defenses have been suspect, or how at least you can poke holes, certainly in the Cincinnati defense, if not the Giants defense as well, it's all built into the number. I don't really have a feeling on the total either way.
Yeah, the average, the points against for the Bengals, 189. That's total, of course, across all the games, and 164 for the Giants. So you can kind of make your own minds up on that one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.